I'm CJ Papa, and welcome to New to the Street podcast. And I'm here with Alan Simon, president and CEO of PetProducts.com, the worldwide directory for everything pets, and Kevin Yamano, VP of business development. Now, you guys have a unique approach to an online directory. And Alan, how does Pet Products work?
Well, Pet Products is basically a directory to guide people to the right stores in their neighborhood. We're basically protecting the brick and mortars and the independent stores in the United States and also in Europe. Our job right now is to direct the consumer to a store in her area that she could be serviced well with getting a fair price. And also our site is to direct people to buy the right toys, the right food, the right accessory, things that won't harm their pets. So we keep growing and growing, and more and more people are starting to listen to PetProducts.com. And again, like I said, we're supporting the brick and mortars all over the country, taking business from Amazon or Alibaba because they're hurting all the brick and mortars in the people's neighborhoods.
Hey, Kevin, what is it like for you to be involved in this company and also to be able to help people and point them in the right direction so they get the right product for their animals? We know people love their animals.
Absolutely, CJ. It's really rewarding to bring technology to bear against a localized problem. We are using our website to expose people to the greater potential in their local neighborhoods, to raise the level of visibility of those stores. If you can imagine Pet Products, kind of our vision, and Alan will say the same thing, behind it is a combination of Yelp, where you get to know that there's a store there, but you have no idea what kind of products they carry, and Amazon, where you can pick the products that you want, but there's no way for you to get it locally or to support local, at least not yet. I'm sure Amazon's bent on taking over everything. But so that's kind of, it's a hybrid of those two. It's a product-driven search that people are comfortable and familiar with from Google or Amazon or anything else, as well as a localized directory that you would get from like a Yelp. So it's really fun to bring all of those aspects together and know you're affecting lives of small businessmen in local areas, as well as the pet parents, and giving them more options and in their local areas.
Hey, Alan, how long have you been in the pet business?
How long?
Yeah, how many years?
I started in when I was 21 years old, so I'm a little old now. But
you've seen it grow over the years and change over the years. And
50 years.
So when you think of the experience and all the time you've been in this industry, what makes you most excited about PetProducts.com?
Because it's a directory that this industry has never had to guide people, the average consumer, to safe products, to people, to stores in their neighborhood, to get the right price. A lot of people buy things they should not buy for their animals. It can be dangerous. A lot of people use certain toys that an animal can choke on. They don't have any idea. They'll look it up on Amazon. They'll go buy something that looks, the picture looks good, without thinking. At least if they go into a neighborhood store, someone could guide them a little and tell them, you know, what to buy, what's good for your dog, what kind of food is good for your dog. And I love taking, you know, charities for dogs. I'm very big into that. We give donations. We help the charities, the dogs that are strays in all the kennels. So PetProducts.com is involved with everything they can to help the entire pet industry, cat, dog, monkey, squirrel, or whatever you want. We're here to help the independents in any way we can to guide people to go to their neighborhood store.
Kevin, in your experience in this industry, how has it changed that allowed the avenue, the roadway to open up for your company to come in and help people?
CJ, I think one of the key aspects is looking at what the difficulties were with those local retailers. I've been in the digital marketing side for a very long time, and we've seen transition from traditional brick and mortar onto the digital space with the advent of e-commerce and everything that's happened there. So our design and our goal was to make those local stores more relevant. And how do we do that? How do we elevate the visibility of that? One of the key things is matching up the products with the stores. But as we continue to grow and develop, our vision has expanded as well, and the need in the marketplace has developed in a very short amount of time. So one of the things that we had rolled out and identified with the stores is that e-commerce was taking a lot of their business, but they really didn't have an answer for what to do about it. These are people that know the retail side very well and are very good at running their business, but shifting the paradigm shift into digital was a leap that they just were not able to take. Oftentimes they complained it was too expensive, or they just didn't have the know-how or the manpower to do it. So we built our own e-commerce engine called Bark Commerce on top of the platform.
And can you explain that? Now it's here, but how did you come up with that, and how does it all work?
Yeah. There's lots of different e-commerce platforms in the marketplace, but none that really specifically address the need of the pet stores. Because of the power of pet products and our database that we have of all different pet products across all different categories, it makes it very easy for us to populate those stores for the retailers. So all they have to do is give us a list of their products. We load everything in, all the images, all the ratings and reviews, all the descriptions, everything for them. We manage the entire system for them. And from the consumer side, it extends the level of convenience that those stores have. They're conveniently located, their hours are convenient, their customer service is convenient, and now they have an e-commerce platform that makes them even more convenient to those consumers. So the consumer never leaves the retailer's website. It doesn't look like they're going anywhere else. It looks like the retailer is just super smart, web savvy, and now has this e-commerce store built into everything else that they're offering. There's no charge, there's no upfront charge, there's no management charge. It's just a percentage. So their success at the end of the day is our success. So really tying it all together. So the onus is on us to make sure that it's successful for those stores.
Alan, what's it like though for you when you look at Bark Commerce and how it works, but yet you're helping a small business succeed in an environment where it is really hard for any type of business to make headway, especially against the big behemoths that are out there?
Well, the other thing is, if you look around the whole country now, all the small stores are closing up. So what we're trying to do is support these stores so they don't close up, and that the consumer is not controlled by like an Amazon or eBay, Alibaba or places like that. If you walk around now, I've never seen so many pet shops, so many stores closing down. Our job is to keep them up. Our job is to keep them making money and drawing people into the store. Now we're coming out with a card, which Kevin will explain, that if somebody gets a prescription from a veterinarian and they go to Walgreens or any drugstore in their area, they'll get any place from 25 to 60% off on a prescription. And they can get that card through petproducts.com. Kevin can explain it more in detail, but nobody else has attempted to do this except petproducts.com to help the consumer, to help the people take care of their animals and where they're not bled for money.
So, Kevin, where did the idea come from for the card, and how difficult was it to get that to the market, or was it easy?
Healthcare is something that's in the news all day, every day. And pet care is in the news all day, every day, but combining all of those is something that you don't hear about very often or at all. And we heard time and time again people saying that they were foregoing their own medication to make sure their pet had medication, or to make sure that their pet had the right food, or the right. Stories just go on, and you hear it once and you're like, oh yeah, that's somebody who's crazy about their pet. And then by the 100th time or the 200th time you've heard this, you're like, this is pervasive, right? That people are struggling and they're putting their pets first. And we all feel attached to our pets, and many people feel they're part of their family. So our goal was not only to provide more growth in the local communities, but we flipped it around and said, okay, we're helping the stores, we're helping the local communities. What can we do to help those pet parents also? Giving the reviews of the different products was one, but healthcare was another one, and the opportunity presented itself, and it was a natural for us because we love helping people, and this was a natural way to do it. So
how does someone get information about it and sign up for the card?
Sure. The greatest part is the card's free. There's no cost to you for it. We don't collect your data, so there's no data privacy issues associated with it. So many things online, you have to give up, you know, your right. social security
yes, you
number
do.
Or who knows
bank
what.
Bank account number,
exactly.
firstborn.
Exactly. And we know people are concerned about that, right? So again, we're really trying to put ourselves in the consumer side and address that. So it's free to sign up. You can go to petproducts.com. We have links right there on our site. There is a site that's dedicated specifically to this. It's called Pet Products RX Card. You can type in your different prescription medication, and you can see the stores that are close by and what the rate is for that medication. So you can shop online, get the best price, find out where it's available, and go pick it up.
What's been the response from the retailers who are involved?
On the consumer side for the card, it's been great. The retailers also love it because it shows kind of the humanitarian side of what they do. They give to charities, but sometimes that visibility isn't extended down to the community. The RX card is something that is a tangible way for them to show, hey, here's a way for us to protect you guys and continue to support you as a consumer from the retailers, as well as from our standpoint.
I know there's a lot of e-commerce platforms out there, but when you look at BarkCommerce, how do you guys compete? And how did you position yourself to compete against some of the other giants that are out there?
Besides, we're the better one.
And that's good.
It is. We offer the consumer more. And what's good about the card that we're coming out, a lot of people adopt dogs and they go to kennels and they can't afford to do things to go to medication for them or anything like that. So here's something we're helping the people when they adopt a dog and they need a certain medication or anything, they can go to a drugstore and save a ton of money. It makes their life easier and it gives them more encouragement to take care of their dogs the correct way. But to be very honest with you, I don't think anybody in the pet industry takes it as seriously as I do to help the retailers, all the brick and mortars, the veterinarians, and the actual consumer, the charities. We raise money for the charities. We do whatever we can to help the pets all over the country. And that's what Pet Products is about. Not only is it about directing you to a neighborhood store or telling you where to buy something, it's also supporting charities. So dogs and kennels, people can take care of them. So that's our goal. And Kevin is very good at a lot of this, especially with the card, with medication. Kevin was the first one to put that on the site, the idea and everything. And it's been really getting a big response from it now.
And Kevin, reaching out to the veterinarians out there, are they telling their customers, their patients about this card, or are you in that contact with them so you can get that word out for this card?
It's a little bit of a push and pull. There are some medications that are only available through veterinarians, and there's some that are available through any different source you can get it from. So we want to support the vets as much as we can. It's a fine line to walk between, you know, supporting the vets and supporting consumers. The card is really facilitated to go through major pharmaceutical companies like CVS or Duane Reade or wherever you go to get your regular prescriptions. So that's the idea behind it. But the vets that we have spoken to, they protect their own prescriptions that they offer directly through themselves, but they're also open to other options because if you prescribe a drug that's too expensive for the consumer and there's no other option for them, you kind of back them into a corner and then you look like the bad guy as the vet. So we're trying to bridge that gap and have a softer transition, another option for consumers.
And what is next? What another unique thing from petproducts.com coming down the road?
Oh, yeah. We sit around and drum up all different kinds of ideas, but I will share one that's actually out in market today is we've taken all that we have within pet products, and we started breaking them into slightly more digestible websites. So we launched veterinariansworldwide.com, which obviously is just focused on vets. So if you just wanted to find a vet in your area, we're giving access more directly to that data. Pet food worldwide, pet treats worldwide. We're going to come out with a variety of different domains that really help focus consumers' attention on what they're looking for.
And before we go on our New to the Street podcast, can you just give that information again for people who are listening about how they get this card and how they get to you so they can get the right stuff for their animals?
Absolutely. Petproducts.com is our main site, and you can get all the information there. If you're interested in the card directly, it is petproductsxcard.com.
It's amazing stuff, guys. You know, really is the be able to give people who love their animals a chance to get their animals healthy, but save money in the process. And you guys are at the forefront of also helping local business in the area where people are living. You really have it covered at petproducts.com.
Right. We really feel we're doing a great job for the consumers, the retailers. And it's not only in the U.S., it's in the U.K., it's in France. We're really spreading our wings to do as much as we can all over to help the brick and mortars, the independents, the veterinarians, and just to make things right in the pet industry. There's a lot of junk out there that people are buying they shouldn't be buying for their animals.
I love the passion from these guys. Alan Simon, the president and CEO of PetProducts.com, and Kevin Yamato, the VP of Business Development, thank you so much for joining us on New to the Street, the podcast.
Thanks, CJ.
Thank you.